A New York man who lost his arms and legs in a roadside bombing in Iraq says he now looks forward to swimming and driving now that he has two new arms. Brendan Morocco had the surgery at Johns Hopkins Hospital last month. A team of surgeons performed the operation, including Dr. James Higgins. He is chief of the Curtis National Hand Center at MedStar Union Memorial Hospital in Baltimore and joins us now. Dr. Higgins, can you characterize what you're feeling today as Brendan continues to make progress?
Well, it's a wonderful day for Brendan. It's a wonderful day for the team and a wonderful day for the field of transplantation, particularly because really we were excited about Brandon's case and then how well it went and how well he is doing for quite some time now. His surgery was performed in the middle of December. He's done great in his post-operative course. But the fact that he agreed to go forward with discussing this openly in the public really has a lot to do with benefiting other wounded warfighters that may be in a similar situation and are not as aware of the opportunities available to them. And Brandon's been a great spokesperson for the program, and I think he will make people more aware of just how far science and surgery have come and what opportunities are available to these people that have given so much for our country.
Can you walk us through the step, I guess, in not as much medicalese as we can least have in this conversation with what your role was and what was actually done to Brendan?
Well, our team at MedStar Union Memorial and the Curtis National Hand Center has been working together in a collaborative effort for the past 2 years with the transplantation program at Johns Hopkins University. So we've collaborated with Dr. Lee and Dr. Shores and the rest of the team there to form a very large surgical team and developed a surgical technique for transplanting limbs that is, to date, the most advanced technique that has been described. Brandon's case is interesting in that he has had both arms transplanted, which is not commonly performed, and his case was quite complicated, as one side he had undergone an amputation above his elbow and one side below. So it really required coming up with a surgical technique that could maximize the functional outcome on both sides. And it's unlike anything we're normally faced with in hand surgery, where we're dealing with, you know, repairing one person's parts to their own parts. In this case, you're trying to focus on the minute and the very large issues. For example, microscopically trying to figure out how to best connect the nerves of one donor to a completely different recipient. And then even you could look in the larger picture, trying to come up with a match that would be, you know, good size and good color and overall a good appearance for the patient. So there are so many considerations, and this has led us to go through months and months of rehearsals in the lab and work together as a team to really orchestrate this procedure, whereas it took, you know, over 12 hours to perform. It was something that we could not have hoped to have gone as well as it did. So it went very smoothly, and regardless of how well we do and how much we pay attention to details and to technique, really the greatest determinant in the end of the function and success of this transplant is really the determination of the patient. And Brandon's a great patient for this, absolutely perfect participant. His spirit and his family support would have led us to be so optimistic about his overall prognosis.
And I understand that he was able to move and use one arm but not the other one yet?
Well, he is only 6 weeks from his surgery, and any surgeon's knowledge of sort of the recovery of bony injuries and tendon injuries knows that this is kind of a magical period, meaning he's only now starting to heal his bone and only now starting to heal his tendons, and his nerves will take much, much longer. So really the functional outcome in the long run for him will be determined at about 18 to 24 months from now. But right now what he was demonstrating was his ability to flex his elbow. On his left side, he is flexing his own elbow, meaning literally, his amputation was below the elbow, so this was the function that he had even prior to the transplant. On his right side, he's got a reconnected biceps that would flex his elbow, so He's showing the ability to move muscles that he currently has innervation to. Things will really become amazing as his nerves grow back and he develops function in the newly transplanted muscles.
Dr. Higgins, this surgery, of course, there's only been a handful of them done. So does this set the bar high for all of you as we head into the future?
It sure does. And, you know, there's sort of two sides to the coin. The first is the technique. And I think we really have brought the technique not to what I would consider mastery. It's certainly something we can always improve upon. But this is the best technique that we've developed thus far. But then on the other side is the medical aspects of transplantation, and it continues to get better and better and better. And certainly even 15 years ago, this would have been completely impossible. Now, with the advances in medicine and surgery, we're able to do what we've done for Brandon. But in the future, our hopes are that the medical side of transplantation and immunology will enable us to do this without even the risks that we now associate with transplantation and immunocompromising medication. So it's a very exciting time. We're on a very steep portion of the curve of advancement in this field.